Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores at this point?
You're not going to believe this. Peter and Hari have 2 each, and Amy has 4.
Oh, my gosh.
I do believe that. I believe that.
Not possible.
I believe
that. All right, we flipped a coin, and Hari has elected to go first. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, blank was the only member of the GOP to vote guilty in Trump's impeachment trial.
Mitt Romney.
Right. A new report shows that Illinois sold almost $40 million of legal blank in January.
Cheese.
No. Weed. On Thursday, prosecutors rested their case against disgraced movie producer blank.
Harvey Weinstein.
Right. This week, authorities in Tennessee arrested a loan officer named blank for stealing over $50,000 in customer payments.
Thievery.
No, her name was Sarah Swindle. On Wednesday, Ponzi scheme mastermind blank requested an early medical release from prison.
Bernie Madoff.
Yes. A man in Utah is facing criminal charges after he was caught blanking to get free hotel rooms.
Stealing.
No. He got free hotel rooms by releasing rats in the rooms and then complaining. Police have confirmed that the man executed the scam at least 3 hotels, but say it's likely he pulled it off at many more. He's been charged with misdemeanor fraud and felony, having a really good idea. Bill, how did Hari do on our quiz?
Hari got 3 right, 6 more points, total of 8, puts him in the lead.
All right, very good. Peter, you're up next.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. On Thursday, China announced they were relaxing blanks on $75 billion of U.S. products.
Tariffs?
Right. On Wednesday, warehouse workers for online giant blank called on the company to improve working conditions.
Amazon?
Right. This week, a cruise ship in Japan had to be quarantined after an outbreak of blank on board.
Old people.
Coronavirus.
Oh, right, of course.
Citing flagging sales, department store giant blank announced it was closing 125 stores over the next 3 years.
Gimbals? No, Macy's.
Macy's. Following his poor showing in Iowa, entrepreneur blank laid off dozens of presidential campaign staffers.
Steyer?
No, Andrew Yang. On Thursday, astronaut Christina Koch returned to Earth after a record 328 days aboard the blank.
Space station.
Yeah, the ISS. This week, 2 men were arrested after police discovered a bag full of drugs labeled blank.
Drugs. No, not drugs, in quotes.
You were so close, but it was, the bags were labeled bag full of drugs.
That's like a half point. Do we have half points on this show?
The 2 men were pulled over for speeding, and officers knew something was up when they both seemed incredibly nervous for a routine traffic stop. Oh, and also, one of them was holding a personalized tote bag with bag full of drugs printed on it. Apparently, that's what you get when you pledge $1 a day to your local public weed dealer.
Do they have the memento disease where they have to, like, tattoo everything and write it on everything?
Bill, how did Peter do in our quiz?
4 right, 8 more points, total of 10. He moves into the lead.
All right. So how many, then, does Amy need to take this away from them?
Amy needs 3 to tie, 4 to win.
All right. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Sunday, the Arab League rejected President Trump's peace plan for blank.
The Middle East.
Right. Just before his impeachment vote, blank's approval ratings reached an all-time high.
Donald Trump.
Right. In retaliation over the city's refugee policies, the Trump administration announced it would no longer let residents of blank enroll in trusted traveler programs.
New York City.
Right, New York State, actually, that I give it to you. On Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers for their first blank win in 50 years.
Super Bowl.
Right, best known for his roles in Spartacus and Lust for Life, Oscar winner blank passed away at 103.
Kirk Douglas.
Yes, the Tennessee State Legislature made news this week when the legislator was seen drinking blank on the House floor.
Is it a bourbon instead of whiskey?
No, he was seen drinking chocolate syrup straight from the Hershey's bottle.
Respect.
Where are they on the whole pot legalization thing?
They're not there yet.
They're not there yet. Okay.
Representative Kent Calfee was waiting for a speech to start, and he was photographed just in the act of taking a big old swig from one of those plastic Hershey's chocolate syrup bottles.
Now, is that the one where you have to squeeze it? Oh.
Yeah, now he insists he was not trying to acquire adult onset by diabetes. He was just super cheap. He says he uses the used and empty Hershey bottle as a water bottle. He said, quote, I'm not going to buy like a $45 water bottle because I'll probably put it down and leave it somewhere. Then he adjusted the barrel he was wearing and went back to work.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. And Yosemite Sam was like, that guy is pretty embarrassing for the South. That's ridiculous.
Bill, did Amy do well enough to win?
Well, she did very well. It's a close game this week. She got 5 right, 10 more points, and the total of 14 puts her in the winner's circle.
Congratulations!